Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. Welcome back. We're here today with our special guest, Donna from Go One. Hey, Donna, how you doing?
Great. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You're obviously quite busy all around the world. I don't understand how you do it without, some miracle cure. Do you sleep?
I try. I am definitely not the best sleeper, admittingly.
Oh no, that's not good. But hey, as long as you can rock and roll with it, that's what we'll take. I wanted to ask you some questions about customizing hiring strategies. So I think in episode one or two, you touched on it a little bit about you and you being recruiting all over the world, and doing training all over the world. Let's talk about customized hiring strategies. Is there a difference, even just across the United States, where most of our listeners are from, but we do have people all over the universe, but is there something different from one region to another of the US where you have to change your job ad or you have to change your manager training or your interviewing team training?
Yeah, definitely. So I can use an example of, Vietnam. I would say we want to make sure that there's English speaking capabilities, but does it have to be perfect? Not necessarily, for the roles that we hire.
Good point.
The technical component of their role is their key to success. Okay. We need to be able to communicate with each other, but if they're not externally facing, let's make sure we're assessing their technical chops and that skill set more so than being super heavy on, we're critical on the English speaking, but not so much as we would be in other parts of the world. Okay. Because it's less common stance there. The other thing here is it's not always a one size fits all. If you're hiring for sales, that's very different than hiring for tax. Okay. How I hire for, an account executive there, I don't need a tax person to do a role play with me. I need to make sure that they know their stuff. And maybe, one thing that we've done here is like, hey, we've got outside counsel and, outside, consultants and, use maybe it's, I don't know if it's Deloitte or what, but like, hey, if we need somebody to make sure that these people are on top of their game, let's get an expert that we work with even outside of Go One to join us in the interview process. And they love to do that. They're like, yeah, I would love to be the have vetted the person that I'm going to be in touch with the most. And so that's a little unusual, to be like, hey, somebody that doesn't work here, could you interview this person? But in order to make sure that they've got the skill set and the expertise required, sometimes that's what it takes. So again, it's really customizing. There's going to be some nuances and cultural nuances, but also from a department's in skill set standpoint in terms of, what we look for in one area isn't going to be the exact same and the process does not have to be the exact same.
It's a really good point. And I love that. I'm going to take that into consideration moving forward for some of my small clients as well, because let's just say you're interviewing for, the head salesperson, but you're a small company and that's the only salesperson, then you don't have somebody with the sales skills to even do the interview. So considering, asking a friend or a vendor or a contractor to come in and help with the interviews who has the experience in the sales is a super great idea. I never even thought about that. Thank you for giving me that information.
You're welcome. We've also leaned on the board a lot too. Like if there's a certain skill set that the board has that we want to be able to make sure that, they assess for this, they are so open to it and they love to be a part of it. Because again, they're very engaged in making sure we have the right people here.
Yeah. Now I have done that before personally being on boards and that makes sense. So these are just great ideas for, many of our listeners are small businesses that say, I don't even have the staff to interview. Never mind, come up with these questions. And then on top of that, other ideas, are things like video interviews. 69% of employers use video interviews in 2023, which was up I can't talk, 22% before the pandemic. And I personally think it's great to be able to use our technology and not have to force our candidates to be driving all over the city or flying somewhere for our first interview, right?
Oh my God, it's been a game changer. Scheduling has gotten so much easier. You know, I don't need to plan a day. I need to plan an hour. And, you know, I don't need to, like, if the interview loop is running, you know, late or whatever, like, guess what? They're going to meet somebody else the next day. So it's made everything more efficient, more streamlined, and definitely faster.
I love it. Well, thanks everybody for joining us on session 4 of 5 of our series today, talking about how hiring is a team sport. In the next episode, our final episode, I want to talk about robots. Not really, but you'll understand when we come back. We're going to talk about screening resumes by actual people, not bots or AI. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.